Coming up on episode number 281, well, it's 2007, another year over, and a new one just begun. We're going to start off this new year with an all-request show. Of course, we're going to have some trivia at the end with Tina as a guest star. And in addition to your requests, I've got a few plugs I'm going to throw in here, because I don't usually plug stuff on the show, but we're going to, you know, kind of bunch them all up into one show for you. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is January 7th, 2007. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you your requests. Six songs that, I'll take that back, maybe five songs or four songs that you've requested, and a couple others that I'm throwing in there, because they're my requests or my wife's requests. Great start, Brian, already. So coming up on the show, you're going to hear covers of Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, The Police, Paul McCartney, and we're going to begin with a track that's a cover of Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love Is. Now, that's a song that I wasn't really nuts about when I heard the original. I thought it was, I don't know, they kind of crossed over into more of a light rock from the rock of stuff like Cold as Ice and Double Vision and Feels Like the First Time. But I really like the direction that this cover takes it. But it really doesn't. It defies categorization. There's elements of rap in, there's elements of rock in there. There is the amazing six-string electric violin of the lead singer Valerie Vigoda. I think it's just a great track all around. So this is my request for tonight's show, and I'm plugging her album. I'm sorry, plugging their album, Groove Lily. Here's from their Little Light album, and I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick up a copy of this. It's Groove Lily with I Want to Know What Love Is.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah, it's all about.
I want you to show me.
Yeah, loving you want that you're gonna get.
I want to feel what love is.
You should never experience a love like this yet.
I know you can show me.
Do that.
Gotta take a little time. A little time to think things over.
Don't take as much time as you need, girl.
I better read between the lines. In case I need it when I'm older.
Yo, when I'm wiser and stronger, you know.
In my life, there's been heartache and pain.
Yo, so much pain.
I don't know if I can face it. Again.
No sunshine, it's all rain.
Now, traveled so far.
Hey, Brian Lockjaw here. Just have a request for the upcoming request show. Mattis Yahoo came out with a new album just a few weeks ago, and it has two great versions, covers of Message in a Bottle by Sting. Good stuff. Anyway, if you could get preferably the first one, that's my favorite. It kind of sticks close to the original, but then it breaks off in the middle, and he does some really great stuff with it. Take care, man. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Brian. My name's Birch, and I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. One of my good friends back from home, her brother musician, and he's got a really cool cover of Message in a Bottle, the great Sting Police song. It's on his new CD, No Place to Be, and the artist's name is Mattis Yahoo. So Mattisyahoo, and the cover is of Message in a Bottle. Thanks a lot. Keep on rocking.
jet stream, haul off until tomorrow, internet flat screen. What's the message in your bottle? She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes full throttle. Battle axe and chop them down, that's the call of the wild. There's no message in your bottle, emptiness, it's just hollow. Think the way to wake up is through sex, that's just shallow. Tossing seed into the wind, producing loss and sorrow. Dracula's on MTV, sucking the blood from the marrow. Hot, hardened like stone, want to be known like Pharaoh. To the dead, my people go, that's the call of the wild. Children drowning in the river, swimming, bobbling, towers topple. Hit the warm full steam, dropping for horn to swallow. If its roots are cut off, how we can feed this flower? Might look pretty temporary, but rotten within the hour. It's connected from its source with no footsteps to follow. Chasing death, the scries of life, world's a bridge that's narrow. Woke up this morning, won't believe what I saw. 100 billion bottles washed upon the shore. Seems I'm not alone at being alone. 100 billion castaways searching for their home. I'll send my SOS to the world. Send my SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my.
By request from Birch and Lockjaw, that is Modest Yahoo with his version of The Police's Message in a Bottle. Now, if you haven't seen Modest Yahoo, then after listening to that song, I'll bet you've got the wrong visual in your head. Picture a Hasidic Jew dressed in a black suit with the typical broad-brimmed black hat and the yarmulke. With a full untrimmed beard, and that is what Modest Yahoo looks like. When Polyphonic Spree came through town, they were actually performing with Modest Yahoo. They were opening for him, and so we got a chance to see a sound check and hear the sound check in the background during the interview with Polyphonic Spree. And it just the visuals and the audio are very incongruous, but it's it just shows you that it takes all kinds to fill the rock and roll, the music landscape, doesn't it? Wow, went all philosophical on you there. Before that, you heard I Want to Know What Love Is, Groove Lily, from the Little Light CD from 2004 with a cover of Foreigner's track of the same name. All right, let's do another plug here. All right, and this one, I admit, I'm plugging for myself, but you know, hear me out. This is something free, and it gets a little bonus for you, so it's kind of cool. Did you get a TiVo for Christmas? If you did, or if you've registered a TiVo in the last 60 days, or if you got one, you haven't registered it yet, if you use Coverville as your reference, then you'll get a $10 gift certificate from Amazon.com. To kind of celebrate the a year anniversary of Coverville being part of TiVo, if you go into TiVo, your main menu, and then go into podcasts, and then go into music podcasts, you'll see Coverville featured right there on the front page, which I'm eternally grateful and thankful for the folks at TiVo. I still don't know who did it, who included me in there, but if you're listening, I really, really appreciate it. Send me an email. Let me know so I can thank you. But if you just got a TiVo and you're not using somebody else's reference, of course, if you're using somebody else's reference, don't worry about this. Don't worry about me. But if you haven't, if you don't have anything in that reference field, or if you've already registered it and you didn't put anything in that reference field, then shoot me an email and I'll show you how to add Coverville as a reference. The email address that you need to use is TiVo@Coverville.com. And once you put Coverville in there as a reference, you'll get a $10 gift certificate for Amazon.com. Helping you, helping me. And then one more plug that leads into the next song. A backbeat buddy of mine, Dave Slusher. He's got a podcast called The Evil Genius Chronicles. The dude's been doing it longer than Coverville's been around, and he's an amazing guy, really, really friendly, and terribly, terribly intelligent. And I'm happy to be a Backbeat Media buddy of his. He did a great interview, a two-part interview last year with this guy, with our next singer. It's a guy named Paul Melanson, and this song comes from Lovin' Song, an Atlanta tribute to Paul McCartney. It's a beautiful, beautiful cover of, God, I said beautiful, beautiful twice, didn't I? Four times, right? It's a gorgeous cover of Paul McCartney's Another Day, here performed by the great Paul Melanson. I will include a link in the show notes to where you can hear the interview and hear about Paul Melanson right from the interview with Dave Slusher. But in the meantime, here's his track, Another Day.
Every day she takes a morning bath and wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. At the office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks a cup of coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. Just another day.
So sad, so sad. Sometimes she feels so sad. Alone in apartment she dwells, till the man of her dreams comes to break the spell.
As she posts another letter to the sound of five, people gather around her and she finds it hard to stay alive. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. Every day she takes a morning bath and wets her hair, wraps a towel around her and she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. It's just another day. Another day.
Hello, Brian. This is Neil from Lakewood, Ohio. I'm the fat guy in Lennon Norris' basement. And when I'm down in the basement, I'd like to listen to your podcast. I think it's great. I'd like to make a request, though. Jimi Hendrix's song, Little Wing, as done by Sting on his album Nothing Like the Sun. It's you know, it's a song that's very much unlike the original. I think that your audience would love that. I know that I do. So anyway, keep up the good work, and maybe I'll call you again sometime. Thank you.
Well, she's walking through the clouds where the circus man is running around. Butterflies and zebras, the moon we hear.
say. Oh, she ever talks about riding with the wind. But I'm sad she comes to me with a thousand smiles. She gives to me free.
Okay, sorry about that. Had some technical difficulties. We're fading back in from Little Wing there, originally by Jimi Hendrix, performed there by Sting. And I love that guitar solo. I did a little looking in the liner notes of the album, and I believe, and somebody out there, if you do know better on this, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the guitar solo is by Gil Evans, who is a jazz musician and somebody that Sting was just... really good friends with, really thrilled with. Unfortunately, we lost Gil Evans in March of 1988. But I believe that that's him on the guitar solo. It's very reminiscent of another guitar solo that I really like by a different band called The Posies. And if you've heard, I can't remember which show I did it in, but I played Flood of Sunshine as the uncovered gem of the week. I think I closed out the show with it because it ends with a guitar solo that is as ephemeral and as atmospheric as the guitar solo there in that version of Little Wing. That goes out to Neil from Jawbone Radio. He's an occasional guest, and as he mentioned, the fat guy in Lennon Nora's basement. If you haven't checked out Jawbone, you really should. And then we start off the set with Another Day, performed there by Paul Melanson from the Lovin' Song, an Atlanta tribute to Paul McCartney. And that was a request from Tim. Thank you, Tim, for suggesting that one. Tim didn't say where he was from, but I have a feeling it's from Atlanta, but I'm not 100% sure. Well, Tristan has joined me. Hey, bud.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Dr. Nick. I asked him to join me on the show because there's something he wanted to plug. There was a company that sent me this thing called the Chubbs. No, it's called the iPlayas. iPlayas? I got
a. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm pulling it up here. Yeah, it's the from Jada Toys. It is the iPlayas, and it is a the Chubbs City. That's it. Chubbs City iPlayas figure. What's kind of cool about this is, if you remember back in the 80s, something that was really popular were these flower pots, and you'd put them next to a music source, and as the music would play, the flower in the pot would dance back and forth. Well, this is, it kind of takes that and pushes it to a whole new level. You can plug in an iPod into it, and it's got a pair of speakers built into it, so it plays music, and it looks like a little rap singer, a little hip-hop performer, right down to the bling and the microphone, everything. Because I've got so much stuff on my desk, I let Tristan have it. And what do you think of it, bud?
It's fun and, well, it's just cool and stuff.
It is cool. And you know, it's really, you like both that it can play music, and it's kind of funny to have it play a song that doesn't really go with the way it looks, right? Like when you play Who Let the Dogs Out on it, it kind of goes with the way it looks. But when you play something like Changes from the Shrek soundtrack or something from Nightmare Before Christmas, it doesn't quite go with it, so it makes it even funnier, right? And then it's also got buttons on there that do what? What do the buttons do, like on his feet and on his...
I forgot.
Well, they play like hip-hop noises, so you can actually use them to do drums and other beats to rap along with. Pretty neat, huh? And you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you give it a thumbs up? Okay, out of 5 stars, if 0 is not really good and 5 is really cool, how many stars do you give it?
5.
You bet. All right, good job, man. You're awesome. All right, thanks, Tristan, for joining me for that. Here's another track. This one actually is less of a request, more of an exclusive. As far as I know, this is the only place you can hear this cover. Back at the Portable Media Expo in Ontario last fall, Tina and I had the pleasure of meeting Jimmy Golding, who is just an amazing guitarist from the UK. His buddy Jason Jarrett does the Buddhist podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes to that. And we talked for a little while about music. He performed a guitar during a set of music by Brother Love at one of the parties there, and just the coolest guy you could ever get the chance to meet. He recorded this and sent it to me. As far as I know, it's a Coverville exclusive. It's a cover of Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town, performed here by Jimmy Golding.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that have been away. haven't changed, got much to say. I think them cats are crazy. And they were asking if you were around, where you was, how you could be found. I said, you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. I said the boys are back in town. Yeah. You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she's got. Man, when I said she was a cool, she was red hot. I mean steaming. And that night over at Johnny's place, that chick, she got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just laughed about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. I said the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. And if the boys better fight, you better let them. The jukebox in the corner burning up my favorite songs. Nights are getting warmer and it won't be long. Won't be long now, won't be long. Till the summer comes, the boys are back in town.
Thank you.
You heard me clear my throat. That is The Times They Are a-Changin', originally by Bob Dylan, performed there by a group called A Whisper in the Noise. And that was a recommendation by Chris from Westboro, Mass. Very, very cool. It's a slower, well, obviously it's a slower version, but it's dark and kind of, it's got that double level thing that that I really like, where they've got the main music on one level and then kind of a some extra discord instrumentation going on in the background. But that comes from the soundtrack to the movie Lady in the Water, which we have to see.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
It's on our, we actually have it in our possession.
We do, yes. It was on our next Netflix list, and it just arrived yesterday.
Yep.
Maybe tonight. No, probably not tonight. And then before that, you heard The Boys Are Back in Town, performed by Jimmy Golding. Just a great guy.
I like Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
He is. And Jason Jarrett, who mm-hmm. introduced us to him.
Yeah.
Also very nice. Jason, yep. In a roundabout way, was responsible for the Howard Jones interview.
I know. That is so cool.
So, all right. One more thing that I'm going to plug here, and then we'll do the Musically Challenged. But I wanted to wait till Tina was here because she saw this too. The official Coverville historian is a woman named Sharon. And Sharon! And she... is a nature photographer. And she sent me an email saying, hey, I just put together a calendar of the last 3 years of nature photographs I've taken. Check it out. It's on lulu.com, you know, da-da-da-da. Well, I checked it out, and, you know, I heard, okay, nature calendar, so I'm thinking, you know, scenery, like, you know, landscape.
John Fielding?
I don't know if I was thinking John Fielding, okay. But I wasn't expecting the amazing close-ups with animals that I'm not sure, you know, where she took some of these.
For example,
I'm looking at January right now, and it's just got these gorgeous shots of wolves in the snow. And then another one has tigers, and another one's
there's a giraffe.
Giraffes, yeah, and then some...
There's a ladybug.
Yeah, some really, really cool stuff.
It is cool, because it's not like it's just one photo, but there are actually, like, I think on all of them there are two photos.
Right, there's a main photo and then a sub photo or a subset within there. So I'll put a link also for this in the show notes if you want to check out the calendar and maybe pick up a copy. It's cool. It's really cool. And I like the – I know she probably didn't have much to do with the calendar aspects of the calendar other than probably picking it out, but it looks really cool too. They've got a lot of really neat effects in the boxes mm-hmm. for the days and things like that. Since I took down my Jawbone podcaster calendar, this was a good replacement for it.
Yeah. It actually is quite inspiring.
It is.
Like, I mean, really, like, it makes me want to go out, go on a nice vacation, take some fabulous photos.
Yeah.
It won't quite compare to that, but...
You do that. Go.
Okay.
See ya. All right. So we've got the pod quiz edition of Musically Challenged coming up right now.
Musically Challenged Pod Quiz Edition.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hi, James.
And welcome
Hi.
To this, the 17th pod quiz edition of Musically Challenged. Well, I hope you're both well and ready for some Mangled by MIDI songs.
Question one. Yeah.
Cocaine.
Very good. Bye.
Oh. Shoot. I know the guy. I just can't think of what his name is.
I know you're looking at me like I'm going to help you, but...
I know, but you're not, are you?
I'll give you a hint. He was a member of Derek and the Dominoes.
That helps me not.
He was a member of the Yardbirds.
I can't think of who it is, sorry.
He and George Harrison fought over a woman.
Yeah. I know who it is, I just can't think of the name. That
right.
helps me. That really doesn't help me
Apparently
anymore.
Not, okay.
Question two.
I have no idea.
The This is Stevie Wonder. I'm trying to remember the song. I want to say that it's jamming, but...
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know if I'm getting that confused with the Bob Marley song of the same name.
Yeah.
You should have this one.
Three.
So familiar.
It's all right.
Yeah. Dan Folkman?
No. That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, okay.
Breakdown.
Okay.
Okay then, I'm sure you'll have already hit pause if you needed to, so we'll get straight on with it.
The first one?
Yeah.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a cover, believe it or not.
Is it really?
Yeah, he wasn't the first artist to do Cocaine, or do the song Cocaine. neither.
Yeah.
The original was J.J. Cale.
Hmm.
There you go.
Is it a lot similar?
It's very similar.
Okay.
But doesn't have the guitar mastery that Eric Clapton puts into it.
All right.
Oops.
And now, the answers.
I'm guessing this time the music is probably more Brian's sort of thing than Tina's, but anyway, number one was the Eric Clapton song, Cocaine. Number two is the Stevie Wonder tribute to Bob Marley, and it's called Master Blaster.
Master Blaster, that's right. Wow, I had all the elements in there that
you
I was...
You did! I like Stevie.
On the corner.
See, that's where I was getting the jamming thing.
Yeah.
And finally, number three is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Breakdown.
So do I get half a point for Stevie Wonder and not getting Master Blaster? Who runs Bartertown? Master Blaster runs Bartertown.
Okay, I'd give you a half a point for that.
How about another half a point for the excellent Tina Turner impersonation there?
Yeah, no.
Okay then, I hope you enjoyed that. Well, I've not been doing too well with my score guessing recently. I've always been underestimating your abilities, so my natural instinct this time is to say that you got two right, but I think I'm going to say this time you got all three right. Okay then, I shall leave the website address as normal, www.podquiz.com, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye, Brian. Bye, Tina.
Bye, James.
Bye, James.
Very cool. Thank you, James.
Somewhere in between there.
I did, yeah. Somewhere between two and three. Well, thank you, Tina, for joining me for that.
You're welcome.
As always.
You're welcome.
And happy 2007.
I know. I cannot wait until the Chinese New Year occurs.
Yes. What a party we'll have on that day.
No, just the year of the dog has really not been great.
Oh, the year of change, yeah.
Yeah.
You really put a lot of credence into that, huh?
I really have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but you know, it's been a crazy year.
It has.
In all aspects except for you and Tristan. You guys have been like, kind of calming, but everything else is crazy. You're my rock, totally.
Thanks, Tina.
You're welcome.
See you next week on For Musically Challenged. If you want to get in touch with me for requests or suggestions, or you've got a question about the show, or you want to ask me about the whole TiVo thing with the Amazon.com gift certificate, send me an email at coverville@gmail.com. coverville.com. Well, you know that. You can look on whatever you're listening to and see the name of that. You can go to the website and discuss Coverville episodes. You can also go to dig.com and talk about individual episodes and rate them so that people who are new discovering the show have a place to say or have a way of seeing which shows are more highly rated as a good intro to Coverville. I've been looking for a way to do that for the show for the last couple of years so that you know, people would be able to say, all right, this show's one to check out if you're new, this one's not. And of course, you can always call the request line, as you heard Lockjaw, Birch, and Neil do earlier on the show. 206-222-COVER. Why not program it into your Motorola or singular cell phone right now? Or your new Apple iPhone. See, that's it. In a couple days, it's Macworld, and they're going to be introducing who knows what.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe an iPhone.
Wow, maybe.
Maybe. All right. We'll be back on Tuesday night with another edition of Coverville. I think it's about time for me to do another all a cappella show. So, so Sharon, yes, I talked about your calendar, but you got your least favorite music. That'll all be on Tuesday night's show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Hey, here's to a happy 2007, everybody. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. For sponsorship information, send an email to coverville@backbeatmedia.com. And bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.